previously on Save the D8.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Kill him.
Oh, that's true. Gary's not going to be any better at stealth than I am, so at least there's that.
But he's got a plus 10.
Okay, well, hang on a second while I figure out what else.
I think this is our chance to not be here.
Go, 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 go.
And Mel is going to cast a spell.
Counterspell.
This is a little bit fun if I start dancing.
I'm feeling more threatened by this.
I envy Quill.
Gosh, I don't like doing this. And I just clap my hands together and I'm going to cast a fourth level shatter.
Don't recommend doing that, by the way. That's a bad idea.
I like to think that, like, just like I have my staff and it's just kind of like a no. Kind of like I'm hitting somebody over the head and it just shoots out.
And as soon as Mel explodes, those that are on the dance floor, you can hear the sound of whirring like constructs. And the floor starts to shake a bit. And then from the floor, you can see slowly rising up are 8 red barrels.
Guys?
Are they flashing red?
They don't need to be flashing red.
It's the bard's turn now. Well, Mel's dead.
Fuck Mel.
Whip.
Sorry.
But now it is...
Come at me.
Kara's turn.
I'm drenched in radiant light, and there are radiant spirits dancing. Come at me, you bitch.
Okay. Mel's gonna come after... Sorry, not Mel. Kara's
Mel's
gonna
dead.
Come after you. And I need a charisma save.
Cool, with my plus 12
oh my
to charisma.
Oh my god.
Natural 20, 32.
Natural 20 or 32 as well. How does that work?
Both roll?
Meets it, beats it. I win by default, technically. But that is fucking insane. I'll take half whatever the fuck you're doing to me, because that's fucking crazy.
Jesus, yeah. It's life drain.
I'll let you have a little. You can have a little life.
That's 36 points, so 16?
18.
18 points of necrotic damage.
Yeah, I'll take it.
That, what a deal.
And they will heal up.
Please, they've barely taken any damage. Pussy!
Hansen is going to try to do Otto's irresistible dance again.
I don't have any third levels. Oh, yes, I do.
Counterspell.
All right, this one is at 7th level, since you already took out their 8th level.
Okay, well, I still just have to, what do I have to roll then?
17.
17?
So a 10.
A 10.
So a 10, okay. Done and done. Fuck you.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 16 plus 9.
Awesome.
So.
Now I need wild magic.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You bitch.
Get some wild magic.
18.
Fuck.
I don't know what you want from me.
I forgot to do it for last time.
You don't know that wild magic would save you at all.
Sometimes it hurts you a lot.
True.
Sometimes it does hurt me, but mostly it usually hurts y'all.
More true.
I'm chilling.
Well, that's all I can do for that. I should have. There was another thing I should have done. I really wanted to try to get that irresistible dance off.
No. I've told you this.
Hey, you're blowing through our spell slots, so...
The next lair action that goes off is an echoing chorus.
That's what they call me.
I need you all to go ahead and make me intelligence saves.
Oh no.
Fuck yeah.
Dirty 20.
28.
18.
Come on.
18's pretty good.
I'm 18's pretty good.
Someone's got to take some hits.
It's not gonna be me.
It's gonna be me.
Thank you.
24.
8.
Yeah.
Shelly and Giddy, you have been affected with slow. It's a 20.
I already can't see. I'm not going anywhere.
Slowed and blinded. No, it looks super cool in the rave, though. You know, you're just really...
Immediately, the bards shoot to the top of the initiative order now.
Whoa.
And then now for the undead. The undead are now going to actually separate away from the group and now begin to line the walls, blocking the walls off from any kind of escape, as well as encapsulate themselves over the barrels.
Don't like that.
As you can see, Hansen snap their finger and a fuse begins to go off. In a certain amount of turns, these barrels are about to explode for 20d20.
Oh my god.
And let me roll for that. D4. D4 is a 2. We got 2 rounds.
Jesus.
What is that on average?
100.
20d20,
it's actually
200.
It's 10
times.
It's
400.
Half is
200.
Average
200.
Half is
200.
Yeah, that's not great.
Then 2 of your team members
explode. And blinded.
Shelly.
Oh, Shelly is blinded, yeah.
Shelly's still blinded.
My turn. Oh, good.
Is all that smoke getting to you now?
Yeah.
What are we going to do about that?
There's a fuse at one fuse burning. Like, is it around? Can we, is it?
Yeah.
I guess you can't, I'm blind. You can't
see
tell
shit.
Me, I guess. Yeah.
You can't see shit, but there are 8 fuses burning.
Okay. They each got their own one. Fun. I mean, I feel like I have to do the same thing I did last time because I am blind. So that is what I will do. For Hansen, I'll do the Rowlithem's psychic glance again. This time at 8, at 5th level. So that's intelligence save.
Okay. Intelligence for Hansen. Ooh, 17. And what's Hansen's?
That beats it.
Intelligence plus 0.
Oh, okay.
So 17.
That beats it. So it still won't be incapacitated, but will still take half damage. So.
Damn, that incapacitated was good.
Okay, so that's 12 psychic damage to Hansen. And let me use some sorcery points. I can spend 2 to make that be a bonus action.
Any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit. Let's see. Hold on. Is this incapacitated? Hold on.
I hit Mel last time, and Mel's dead.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that I didn't need to do 2 attacks on Mel.
Oh.
If it's an auto crit, let me check.
No, it's not an auto crit. Are you looking at paralyzed?
Okay, oh, wait. Great. Oh, it's paralyzed. I see. If you're paralyzed, you are incapacitated. And also, it's a critical hit. I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, I'm going to use 2 sorcery points to make that be a bonus action. And I'll do that again for my normal action.
Mm-hmm.
At 4th level on Kara. Kara?
Kara, yeah.
Kara.
Kara.
Who cares? They're gonna die.
They go by both.
Who Kara's?
Intelligence save.
2. Do I even need to look at it?
Oh, thank God for that.
30. Okay, that one's 32 psychic damage and incapacitated.
Okay.
And that's my turn. So let's unblind myself. A natural 20. I can see!
And now I need 2 wild magic rolls.
That's fair. 1's a 2.
Fuck.
And the other's 11. It's just 1, everyone.
Just 1. Oh, great. We're
living exciting times. 60.
For the next minute, the magical properties of all magic items are suppressed within 60 feet of you.
My fucking shield falls to the goddamn ground.
What about the... I guess they're just big actual bombs. Unless, are they magic bombs?
Nope, they're full of black powder.
Yeah, they're just bombs.
It's actual bombs.
They're just bombs.
Okay. Sorry.
So all magic items in 60-foot radius of Shelly are no longer magical.
Great, so the undead all fall. I'm kidding. Totally kidding.
This is just...
For how long? A minute? A round?
for the next minute.
Okay. Oh shit. All right.
That's less time, more time than we have.
Yeah.
All right, Peta.
Okay. I have an idea. However, again, please keep in mind, I am not 20 intelligence.
Peta
these
has
are
20
bombs.
Intelligence?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
These are bombs.
Mm-hmm.
With a fuse.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And there are creatures piling on top of them?
On top of the bombs.
On top of the bombs?
The fuses.
So, hypothetically, if I was to blast that with a cone of cold, would it stop the bomb from going off? Because the cold would extinguish the flame.
But there's like 10 bombs, right?
It is a 60-foot cone.
It's 8 bombs.
Oh,
but it's a big cone.
With their own fuses. If you hit the fuses, maybe they would...
That's what I'm trying... Again,
oh, I see.
It is like a boof. Like, basically against the wall.
No, the bombs are... The bombs
they're the
are... They're kind of like... They're like... What is it? A third on, like... If you cut it into thirds, it'd be
like,
where the lines are. And the undead have tried to block off any exit from you, as well as, like, try to protect the bombs themselves so you could not...
I guess I'm confused.
Them.
Are all of the bombs in one space?
They're in lines.
They're in lines.
Yeah, so if you wanted to do the cone of cold, you could probably hit about 4 of them.
But if it's in a line?
They're different lines.
They're two lines.
They're two lines.
Okay.
Hey, but if you take out 4, that takes out the 20 d20.
That's only 100 average.
Well,
damage.
Only 10 d20.
I might survive 100 average damage.
The problem is I won't.
Well, you got another round if you did it twice, right?
Because the other thing I have is wall of water.
Hey.
And so I was trying to figure out which one would work better.
You do what you need to do. I got plans.
You have other people around you.
I'm so afraid, guys.
If it makes it back around to me and there's still water, I can shape water and put something out.
Okay.
Do it, bitch.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna use wall of water and just pull up on one of these lines of dead and the bombs to try to turn it off.
Was this magic fire, by the way? Did they just like snap their hands? I can't remember.
Or did the undead?
They like activated
like
the whole thing.
It was a lair action.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna lift up on one of the wall of bombs and just shoot up all of the undead children too, and try to ignite some of the flame.
Extinguish.
Yes, that's the word. Thank you.
Was Evan muted this whole time, or is he just letting us make this decision?
I've been letting you make this decision.
Okay.
I'm gonna say I actually can do them all.
So, yes, I will give you. For sure I can give you the wall of water to do that. And are you aiming it at the bombs, or you want to aim it at the fuses? Is what I need to know.
The fuses.
Okay.
No.
What?
Because wet gunpowder or black powder is useless.
That's true.
So I would rather ruin the powder than the fuse.
Yeah.
So the powder.
They are in barrels, though.
But it's also with extreme force that I am drowning them.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, they're undead. They don't need to breathe, but...
No, I'm talking about
the barrels.
I'm talking about the barrels.
Busting those barrels open with the extreme force of a wave.
Yeah.
So, then I will, for this... What's your spellcasting DC?
17.
With just your... plus 5 for your intelligence?
Mm-hmm.
Roll me a d20, add your plus 5. If you beat or meet, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
17? Okay.
17 plus 5.
You knock all of these undead off. The barrels shoot up into the air, bust amongst the ceiling, and come back down, and the powder rains upon the ground, soaking wet.
Was that all the barrels, or was it?
We're down to 10 d10.
That was four.
There's four of them. Okay, great, 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 great.
Yeah, and now I'm just also concentrating on that. So I'm going to get wherever I can to be as far away from the other barrels, but not in range of any of the undead.
Okay.
And just say, I hate this. That's my turn.
All right. It is now the top of the turn, and it is now, well, only one can really do something this time.
Because the other one is incapacitated.
Yeah, you're right. So Hansen is going to cast his last. Well, it's not. Yeah, it's his last level 7 spell slot at Peta.
What is being cast?
Magic missile.
7th level magic
missile. Ready for
missile?
This, bitch? Are you ready? Shield. I don't get hit by magic missile.
Is that true?
Yes.
That is true. The shield spell. I will read it to you right here, right
please,
now.
Please do. I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, do. Definitely read it for him.
Shield. An invisible barrier of magical force appears and protects you. Until the start of your next turn, you have a +5 bonus to your AC, including against triggering attacks, and you take no damage from magic missile.
Specifically what? Magic missile counter.
But yeah, so because you don't roll for magic missile, it's not a magic
and
missile.
It's a reactionary
reaction.
Mm-hmm. That's... Wow! I learned something new about shield today.
There you go.
You're not slowed. Who's slowed still?
Shelly.
Me.
And Shelly.
Fucking Shelly. Shelly's so fucked up over there.
I like to think that the shield, though, is just like the water ducking in front of me, though, too.
Yeah. Sexy.
That's great. So then, oh, fuck, we forgot.
I didn't forget
Peta,
anything.
No, I did. Peta, I need you to make me
wild magic.
Wild magic. One for the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And one for shield.
Okay, the wall is 14.
Okay. Yep.
The shield is a 1.
Let's go.
Right,
oh,
let's
boy.
Go.
Finally.
Roll a 100.
Fun. This beat is sick. I want to see the guys. 8.
Wow. That's a low number.
Just really riding by the seat of your pants there.
Okay. You cast banishment on 5 creatures of your
choice. Can they be creatures or can they be the barrels?
They gotta be creatures.
those fuckers. Those two and 3 more zombies.
You banish both Kara and Hansen and fucking disappear into some fucking void and 3 zombies.
It's just 3 random zombies.
Yeah. You and you.
They're gonna come back after the explosion.
The ones on top of the other barrels, so that way we have a clear shot at drowning those barrels.
Yeah, and then, see, I can't do a lair action because they're not here anymore.
Oh, we love to hear that.
Guys, this is working.
What can I do?
Fucking try it, bitch. Magic works in my favor. Do-do-do-do.
There's only one thing I can do.
Yeah.
Dance, hit. Die.
The undead audience is going to... The ones near the barrels are going to take their sun rods and start striking them.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Let's see what I get for rolls.
Damn, you didn't even let us get a fucking round in before you killed. You fucking did that. It's fucked up.
3.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
12. 5.
But if they shatter the barrels before the fuse gets there.
No, they're trying to set the fuse off closer.
Yeah. Got it.
Let one of these barrels go off so the rest of them can, please, dice gods, wherever.
Fucking ghost of my house, God. What the fuck?
You want an inspiration? Do you want one of my inspirations?
No! Inspiration? Shut up, Scott!
Yes, give me that inspiration.
No!
I made you all laugh enough today.
No.
Yeah, you can have an inspiration.
You're trying.
You can have one of my 3.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
If that goes off for 100, that could auto kill someone. I want you to be aware of that.
Me. No.
Brash, it is your turn.
Oh, boy.
God, let me get there. I'm so far away from you guys.
It's not that big of a space. It's like
I'm 30 feet from you.
Yeah.
And there's and everyone's moved to the walls, and no, they've all moved to the walls and the barrels. So we're mostly
okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, everyone get near me, and I'm going to hold Wall of Force for when the barrels are just about to go off, like right before they go off.
Okay.
And that will be a cone, a 10-foot cone that will spread out.
Hmm.
And I'm by. Oh, I also got by the slow ones, Giddy, and I think I'm already there. But Giddy and Shelly.
Wild magic.
I haven't set it off yet. But when it blows up,
right, you're holding your turn for it.
I'm telling everyone to get near me, and I will set off a Wall of Force right before the barrels explode.
Okay, then Giddy.
I want to make sure. Okay, so I still have to be raging. Just in case we get hit.
slap yourself.
There's no zombie near me, is there?
Not really, no.
Can I slap myself?
There's no rule says you can't.
All right, I'm going to take friggin' It's five, but I'm raging,
then you take,
so.
Okay, so three. Two.
Two.
Right? Let's write it down.
Oh, yeah. Two. Okay. Damage. All right.
So you slap yourself so you can stay angry.
Mm-hmm. And then I move over to...
To Brash.
My speed is halved.
I made sure that I was within your range.
That's okay. I'm 20. I got 22 speed.
Wow.
Yeah. And your AC is -2 and dexterity is disadvantage. But yeah.
That's what the Wall of Force is for.
Well, Haven, speaking of...
Yeah.
Your turn.
I'm doing some calculations. At when it was 200, I would have had to heal myself so that I survived this. Now that it's 100, I don't have to heal myself. I'll probably go down, but I will survive this. I'm doing calculations looking at everyone else, and I make the decision. I run for Brash, and it's like a tackle. I like pick you up with me, and I'm putting my full lay on hands into Brash.
Okay.
If this doesn't work, Brash, you have... I'm giving you 55 hit points.
Thank you.
Heal!
Yes. The only thing I heal with is with pain, in fact, so...
I'm already by. I'm already there.
Yes.
They moved over to, close to Elio.
Let me just see what all is in my inventory. Give me one quick second to read this.
If it's a magic item, remember it's suppressed.
Just wait a second.
My shield! I forgot my shield's on the stage! Clang, clang. It's fine, it won't explode or anything.
What about a scroll, Evan?
It's a magical item.
Well, no, it doesn't have magic inherent in it.
You
read it and you cast
right,
the spell that's on it, but it's not it doesn't inherently have magic on it. It's paper.
We discussed for this world, so that way anybody could cast the scroll for it, that the magic is inherent in it. That's why anybody could use a scroll for it.
So a spellcaster couldn't read the spell and cast the spell through their own thing?
If you're doing the wizard, right? Because it's supposed to be that, like, yeah, if you were someone who didn't have magic, you could still use a scroll to cast it.
Sure, but could a sorcerer, for instance, you burn through a spell slot to use the scroll that has the spell on it?
If they pass an intelligence check, we'll get
them. Oh, great. You're great at those.
Good. Yeah. Let's see how that goes.
Let's see how good your reading is.
Yeah. Okay.
Roll it for me.
Just do it right now. Hang on. What can I do?
What can I do?
What'd you get for your save?
9.
Plus 4. I'm back in your range.
13, then?
That meets.
Hey.
Okay.
I'm back, baby.
Okay, then I'm going to use this Scroll of Globe of Invulnerability. Which is a 10-foot radius.
I would not use that and save it for a different time, but...
Because we don't know that your Wall of Force is going to do it, do we?
It literally says no damage can go through it.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it's irrelevant.
But you can if you want. I'm just saying it. Wall of Force is... nothing can physically pass through. It is immune to all damage and can't be dispelled.
Okay, maybe
the only thing
that
can get rid of it is a disintegrate spell, which barrels are not.
Not disintegrate. Yeah.
Okay, then I won't. Maybe
hold on, you're good, Shelly. Wait, Shelly, you're good.
Don't use that. We might need.
Don't read it. All right, I'll put it back away.
Can you do anything to un-fucking slow and blind yourself, bitch?
I'm not. I can see.
All right.
Oh, you can see.
Like, how did you read that spell?
All right, great point.
I'm just slow, but what else?
I mean, yeah, you've always been slow.
Let's just. I'm just gonna do something silly then. I'm gonna cast blur on myself.
Ooh.
So everyone's got glaucoma, and I look. Blurry.
I can't look at you.
Wild magic.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, the wild magic.
Second level. Let's see what happens with that. Could be cool.
Oh man. Yeah, or it could be the fucking demon.
15.
Alright.
Okay.
Jesus. Okay, well, I waddle on over to Rash, but with the water wall that I still have, I just kind of like make an arc and slam it down on the other barrels too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to roll,
yeah, roll
for that? And that's plus my what?
Plus 5.
Oh, 19.
Yes. The wall of water, like a tidal wave, sloshes through, knocking the barrels off of the stands that they were on and slam into the wall, opening up and dousing all of the powder.
And maybe smashing some of those zombies that were trying to...
Well, yeah, they were all crashed up against it. Yeah. Does it say how much damage it does?
Says, sorry, all of water. No. Maybe not. I don't know.
What the fuck is the spell?
Wall of water.
Wall of water.
It doesn't say damage.
Yep.
It just
smashes and wets.
They're just sopping wet zombies.
Gross.
So yeah, the smell of rotted flesh that's become wet is now engulfed inside of the barn as the smashing up against the wall has now knocked the wall over and now flushed all of the zombies out into the street, including all of the zombies that were slamming up against the wall originally. And now the barn has been pretty much cleared out and all of the zombies are now in the marketplace, knocked prone. And the two undead bards reappear.
That's freaking banishment.
It lasts for a minute.
We could have blown them up.
For wild magic, it's just,
it's just a round.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, banishment is a whole minute, bitch.
Oh, I know. But the wild magic table we have here is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
True.
Well, we're at the top of the turn. Both of them look at each other. And Hansen cast Dimension Door, grabbing their partner and...
Counterspell. Fuck you. You leave when I say you can leave. I'll roll for it. You fucking bitch. You bitch.
Jelly, how long does your thing last for?
Which one?
The lance?
Oh, the lance.
Oh, oh, just till the beginning of my next turn.
So it would be done by now, then?
It's,
yeah?
It's done, yeah.
Then counterspell back.
Counterspell.
Let's go.
No, I'm not going to do it.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Shit.
Shelly's going to counterspell Kara's counterspell that's counterspelling.
Haven's counterspell here.
Haven's counterspell.
All right. God. You putting a fourth level in that? Because I believe Dimension Door is a fourth level. All
right, yeah.
I rolled for it.
Oh, okay.
And got a 15, so... I cast a third level, meaning they have to cast a third level, meaning Shelly has to cast a third level.
Great.
Well, they both look at each other like, oh, fuck, I don't know what to do now. And they just run. They just run. They run towards the zombies to escape as this horde of zombies is now coming towards y'all. And since the barn got pretty much cleared out, you can now see that there is an exit behind you all.
Anyone got a fireball? That'd be so fucking funny.
I don't. I'm sorry.
I could do immolation.
That would work too.
That's funny.
Just a huge. Can we just get a big ol' round of?
Oh, it's only one creature.
I got fireball.
Great.
With your wand.
Uh huh. Let's see. What level should I cast it at? I have 6 levels.
Fucking, whatever you can cast it at. It doesn't explode your wand.
Okay, I'll cast it at 5th. I'm sorry, 7th level, which is 12d6. Get fucked.
They're just gonna turn into bones.
Good.
And then come back.
Not if you charm hard enough.
Cremation, baby.
That's only 45 damage.
Only 45, Skylar.
At the bards.
And into the zombies.
You launch a multitude of fireballs out of this wand.
Bitch.
Erupting, setting the bards ablaze, as well as creating a wall of your own fire, blocking the zombies from coming in. While hesitant at first, you can see that some of them have now started pushing through the flames to get to you, but they're much slower now that they're on fire. The bards are dead. Horde of zombies is still making its way towards you. What do you want to do?
Probably just keep moving.
Yeah, we can go now.
Yeah.
Can I roll to be unslowed?
Oh, does a restore? Oh, does a dispel magic fix that?
Well, yeah. If they were banned, it was only lasting for a minute.
Only if it's a magical condition.
Yeah, we're out of combat. Okay. It's gone.
All right.
So yeah, as your wall of fire burns this barn to the ground, while zombies are slowly making their way through, all five of you saunter over to the exits. Open it up and walk out, happy as a group of clams. Oh. And one very disappointed DM.
Next time on Save the D8.
I need to ask y'all a question real quick.
Yeah.
Liches are fucking powerful.
That's not a question.
All right, I'll just go get it then.
Wait. We have multiple mage hands here.
Rash, you're a criminal. Can't you pick locks?
Let me think to myself. Does this seem like an emergency worth waiting everybody up for?
Why wouldn't the big baddie be up at the very top?
Yeah, you were right.
We do have to get back out, so... You may still have your chance, Haven.
I roll flat with a zero. What do you want from me?
Be worse.
To roll better.
I think you're muted. Couldn't hear you.
You know what I said.
And, hey, just for the audience, because I definitely know. What the fuck is a death worm?